KO4 CBA Mobile.
KO4 HKX Mobile.
GFW Mobile.
Ken, how was your day?
Yeah, very uneventful, so that was good.
Here, mine too.
What were you?
But I have not looked to make sure yet.
Yeah, tomorrow's your early day down there in Greer, right?
Yes, sir. I head back up the mountain now. Finished up a little early today, which is a good thing. I got to go buy Sam's and see if they'll let me have my glasses that I'll wear.
You got a presentation? I thought I heard you say you had one up at Thermalville.
Tomorrow night. Get into this evening.
Might do a little bit of HF tonight. Susan said something about trying out a new church, so if she's gone doing that, then I might get on the radio for a little bit. But inside that metal building, it's like, unless you're going to try some of the FM's local stations, that's about all I've been able to pull in. I mean, I've pulled in a couple of things if I got it right up against the window, but man, it's pretty tough.
Something will get you, that's for sure.
All the FM stations.
And then shops. Metal buildings, we always had to run an antenna outside the building to get the radio to pick up.
You had to get a piece of wire outside.
Too much of a problem for us.
Hey, it wouldn't be a problem if it was my building, right? KN4 TFW.
Wouldn't be a problem, but some of them, places of work, they only had, one way in, one way out. So you were completely in a metal building. They didn't have doors for every bay, which is, a backwards way of thinking about a shop a lot of times, unless you're going to make it way bigger than it needs to be.
10 o'clock this morning, I thought the weatherman had lied about what kind of day we were going to have.
Anyway, I'm like, man, I thought they said it was supposed to be sunny today and kind of warm, and they got the warm part right, but it wasn't sunny until about lunchtime over here.
Up there in Spartanburg, in the morning, I thought I felt a little bit of a mist.
When I come out at the house, I could have swore it was misting, but it could have been the dew falling too, and right about that temperature.
It dew on the car myself.
Do you know if it's still supposed to rain this weekend or showers?
Chance, isn't it? Friday night and Saturday? Just a slight chance, so I don't think anything major.
That's what I was trying to remember, and I couldn't remember what they said it was.
Wind's blowing, so probably won't take my HT with me on the field. I put the hand mic on, I think when I first got it, I was talking with Andrew, and it was, maybe the gain wasn't good, but it was, the audio was terrible and low with that hand mic on.
Yeah, with that radio, you got to go in and turn the external volume up. There's an independent volume for it, and it's in the software, not in the knob.
About that radio is half the stuff you gotta hook it up to the computer to change it.
Nah, you can do a lot of it right from the front panel, it's just learning where it's at.
It's down, right?
Some of it, but I've been focusing on learning to do a lot of it from the front panel, and it works out pretty good. I've programmed in some analog stations. I've not tried any digital talk groups or anything like that yet, unless they were already stored in the radio under the contact, and then I can pull it out and make it a group that way, but I've not tried actually completely putting it in.
Mess with it like that. The only time I mess with it is usually when it's plugged in.
I kind of like to try to figure it out, and so I can at least know that it's capable of it, and it might take me a minute to find it, but at least I can do it.
He's got a big weekend plan coming up.
Honestly, I don't know what we got planned, so it can't be too big.
Right, we got a surprise birthday party for my brother-in-law. I'm gonna have to probably go to the store and pick him up some ammo or something.
Depends on what you're looking for, if you might be able to find it.
A little bit of everything.
Find some 30-30 ammo and you can forget that.
You'll be able to find it.
I've been looking for months trying to find it and can't find any.
And I think some of the online places I was looking at had some. And then I think I even still have some of that, what do they call it, Levolution, the pointed ones.
And online, I try to do mine in-house. I'm funny that way.
Oh, when you're in Greer, that, what is it called, American Supply, right there on 290?
I stopped in there. I've been meaning to, but it seems like it's always so late in the day when I get to that point.
And it was a shortage. They had it. And then this, the one down here by the Jeep place, you know, right there in the little lot where the Little Caesars is, the South Carolina gun store or something, they usually have a decent selection.
That one once or twice, but it's been a while.
Up there in Taylor's.
Remember, when I'm in the tool truck, it's limited where I can go.
Like just nobody else would be able to go there.
Parking lots are usually full, just like the one down there by Little Caesars. It's hard for me to get in and out of that place.
Big parking lot right before that Trader's. Just walk over there, it ain't too far.
What keeps me from doing a lot of things during the day is getting in and out of places.
Well, yeah, I know when I was driving that U-Haul truck over the weekend, it's like, man, you got to be paying attention.
Funny is the places that are meant for us to come into, how hard it is to get in and out of some of them because they got junk cars sitting around and just don't clean up, and I mean, just a mess.
On a QT over there on Harrison Bridge Road, and that, and I had to pay attention to how I got in there, and then when I went to get out, there was a car parked, like, you know, right in the way, and then I pulled up, and then it turned on its flashers because it was waiting on a pump. It's like, really? KN4TFW.
Yeah, because I've got to where I don't even try to get in QTs. I'll stop at that one down there below your house first thing in the morning when I go through there, like in the morning, you know, because it's before 6 o'clock and nobody else is hardly up. But after that, you can forget it.
You have to get in and out of, get to a pump if you're in a vehicle in the car.
For sure. And then you get all those people that, if you have to back up for any reason, they think they got to zip around behind you, and you're just going to know they're there.
Not as bad as it normally is.
Well, you're getting in early enough, it's not too bad, but I know you're right there at that time where it could be bad or not.
Last Tuesday, me and Susan went to the Applebee's, and it was bumper to bumper from the Applebee's all the way to the Taco Bell.
Trying to use them back roads.
That's enough to do that this time.
If I was ever backed up right through there, really bad.
Pulled up. And the other two lanes left a little opening, the guy comes shooting out.
Okay, might be a good time for you to get out there and work on your raised garden beds.
What about that? I need to, but probably when I do is I'll swing by Lowe's or Home Depot this weekend and pick me up some stuff. That stuff is settled about 10 inches, I guess. Finally tore up, and I don't have any tiller now. I need to go rent me one and till up all that spot where all the big trees used to be.
Oh, you get you a tiller in there, and them roots in there, I bet that thing, that still beats you to death through there.
Kind of ornamental grass or something growing in there, man, that stuff is just terrible. If you don't get it all out by the roots, it just keeps coming back. I don't know how it ever got there to start with.
You're talking about, I can't remember the name of it, but Mom planted something along the driveway there at the house, and you about have to take a chainsaw down to cut the stuff.
Monkey grass, but it, you know, instead of staying clumped and that, this stuff just keeps spreading and spreading.
Planted, it just stays clumped together, and then it eventually spreads as, you know, ages, but I'm serious, that stuff, you won't get it with a weed eater and without putting a blade on it, and so it's crazy how tough it is to get down, and it'll eat you up. I say her all the time for planting that stuff. Now that she's not here, I might take a shovel to it and get rid of it.
I had a little holly bush in one corner of the front porch, and I dug that thing up probably 15 years ago, and I still have pieces coming up from it. Well, I made it to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a good rest of the trip to the house. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and I guess I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Again, tell Miss Susan we said hello, and I'll catch you in the morning. KO4 HKX. I'll be mobile monitoring for a few more minutes.
KO4 HKX, KO4 PXB.
Hey Lloyd, KO4 HKX.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Finished up a little early today so I could head up the mountain and go get my new glasses and see if they help me see what I'm doing.
I'm not sure if you heard Chad's advice yesterday or what his solution to needing glasses. He just buys a whole box worth and just sets them around different places so he'll have them and wherever he goes when he leaves the other ones laying around somewhere.
Works good when you just need readers, but I've got to the point where I need a little more than that.
Yeah, I could definitely, yeah, because just everyday, you know, the important glasses that you need for everyday operations are definitely too expensive to have, you know, 3 and 4 sets laying around.
We'll see if I can get used to wearing these. I can get by with just readers, but I need a reader, and then about, I don't know, 2 foot out, I need another prescription, and then after that, I'm fine. My distance is fine. It's the intermediate and close range that has got me.
Yep, it probably happens for the best of us.
For HKX. It's just one of them benefits of aging.
Yeah, and looking at computer screens doesn't help much.
Enough of that during the day.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing. I pretty much look at 1 8 hours a day.
It was uneventful, and everything went smooth for you?
Yes, sir. Just had to make up some policies on how to set up accounts and some share information, so that way that's pretty much what I did today, and set up some accounts for a storage device that's going to be coming in to copy data to the cloud for when the companies are switching, and they need all the data for the company that's changing, they're changing over to.
Oh, that goes smooth for you. And I know that transition and data from one system to another can be a real pain in the tail sometimes.
Yes, sir, this one will definitely be that way because there's data on two different servers, and so it's, and in these different folders, there's the exact same folders with inside these folders, and I mentioned this to the company that they're going away from right now, that why is in these different folders, even on the same server in a different drive letter, the same case information of how, so I'm not sure, even, obviously somewhere in the program that it knows the difference on the path that it points to, but I just don't understand why they did not combine that data into one folder instead of having just data with the same folder all over the place.
You know, they got to make sure they got a job tomorrow.
Well, probably they won't have one in probably about the couple months that it's going to take to change everything over. So that way they just, the department was very unhappy with how the program's going and no longer getting support that they wanted from it. So they went with another company.
Hopefully things go smooth. But Lloyd, I am making the climb up the mountain, so I'm going to lose you here in just a minute. So you be safe out there. Good to talk to you. And I'm going to say 7-3s for now. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, sir. Please be careful going up the mountain. KO4PXB.